From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, May 16th at 8:55. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mixed trade here. Last check on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn is up 0.75 cents at 449 and a quarter. December new crop futures are down 0.75 cents at 438. July soybeans last check up 4 1/4 at 1055 and a half. November futures up 4 1/4 also at 1039 and a half. July wheat down 3 1/4 at 529 and a half. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones last check was down 63 points at 42,259. And June WTI oil up 27 cents at 6189. Soybeans have really kind of stole the show here the last couple sessions as they've really been a close follower to the soybean oil market. Soybean oil got hammered yesterday and soybeans followed down across the board 25-30 cents, and that's kind of what's been happening here today. Soybean oil gap lower in the overnight session and beans were under pressure, and then soybean oil recovered here 10 or 15 minutes ago and soybeans jumped, so we were down four at the open and now we're up four. So hopefully we can get some positive momentum here and get back to the gains we made earlier in the week from our USDA report we had on Monday that showed carry out at 295 million bushels. So not much margin for error if we can perform on the exports that the USDA is predicting, because they're predicting a 52.5 national yield on beans. So that's going to be pretty interesting to see if weather cooperates on that. The corn market's trying to hang in there, not as exciting as the soybeans. They've had really impressive exports here. They've outperformed analyst expectations pretty regularly here on the old crop. So it's kind of going to be all about weather here, I think, the next 4 to 6 weeks. And you might ask, what type of weather is the producer hoping for? And the answer is, it totally depends on where you're at. In our area, Southern Illinois in particular, is in really tough shape. Several producers down there have planted 0% of their crop. You heard that correct. They've done nothing because it's just been too wet and they need things to dry out so they can get equipment across the field and get it in the ground. Central Illinois and Indiana, they probably wouldn't mind some rain to help with poor emergence issues. There's some crusting issues and some poor population. So we're starting to see some replant in some areas. And then you go to Northern Illinois and parts of Iowa, they are absolutely doing a rain dance. They're very dry up in that area. So they don't want that trend to continue as we go through the growing season, and all important pollination will be here before we know it. Funds have one of the most neutral positions I've seen in a long time. They're estimated to be short 4,000 contracts of corn, pretty much even on soybeans, but they've stayed short wheat, the SRW Chicago wheat. They're short 113,000 contracts. So funds are really on the sidelines here. They've been a big seller of beans here recently, according to private estimates. More on the weather, that 7-day precipitation forecast offers impressive coverage really across the belt. Probably too much rain, though, of course, in parts of that St. Louis, Missouri, Southern Illinois area. 7-day forecast shows 4 to 5 inches of rain down there. Locally, 3 to 3.5 around here. Iowa, 2 or 3 inches. And parts of eastern Nebraska should get some good coverage. 2 to 3 inches out there. They are very dry in Nebraska as well. So again, it's all about weather. The drought map shows Nebraska kind of the heart of the drought, with them being the number three corn producing state. So they need a little help besides their irrigation pivots. That dry land crop needs some timely rains for that to be a trend line type of crop. Kansas still on the drought map. Minnesota, they're getting excessively dry. Northern Illinois, like I mentioned, and also South Dakota, although South Dakota looks to get some pretty good coverage on the 7-day forecast. So that's what's going on this week. I'm sure it'll be a whole new tale when we talk again next Friday.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Thanks for listening.